Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. If you're anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you're on a mobile tablet or a smartphone, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com, and that'll bring you to our mobile-friendly site. You want to send us an email? You could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for new topics to talk about here on Let's Talk Insurance. And like I've stated in several podcasts over the past month, I want to put together a show about crazy claims. I've got a few that I've dealt with in the agency over the past 20 years. A friend of mine who is a former insurance agent has a couple of stories of her own that she shared with me. But I want to get from the listeners of the podcast, I want to see if you guys have any crazy claims questions, or not questions, crazy claim stories. So if you could send those to marsiliains@gmail.com, that's marsiliains@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, crazy claims stories, and I will make sure that it gets a to be a part of our podcast on crazy claims. And again, no names will be used. I'll just say a listener of the podcast shared this story. So to round out the month of April, all month we've been talking about water, seeing as how, you know, April showers bring May flowers. And with the crazy weather that we've been having recently with snow at the beginning of April, and now we're getting hit with rain at the end of April, I thought it would be important to round out the month talking about one thing that a lot of people deal with, especially in the months of April and May, March, probably more often than later on in the year, and that is going to be mold. Mold is a huge issue. With spring here and the winter snow has melted in many areas of the country, mold is becoming prevalent. Mold requires very little to grow, warm, damp areas, and if left unchecked, can become a physical danger to those that breathe in the spores. And I thought I would share a little bit about mold and what to do. Now, the first article that I have, if you go to our website, if you go to mvpinsure.us, you'll be able to click on the Let's Talk Insurance podcast link, and it should bring you to our blog for the day. And again, if you're on a mobile tablet, I believe that we have a tab for that as well on the mobile. So if you go to m.hollandshometownagency.com, there should be a link to Let's Talk Insurance where you can access it there. This article, the first one that I have, is going to be from the North Carolina Department of Health. And again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us or m.hollandshometownagency.com, and access this blog post, and I'll have links to all the articles that I discussed today. The North Carolina Department of Health shares some information on their website about mold. Mold can enter into any building without proper prevention maintenance. Anything from doors and windows leaking through, roofs, roof leaks, getting up through the eaves, standing water around the building, especially looking at leaking through basements, or if you're on a slab, the water could wick up through the concrete slab into the floor. and into the carpet and padding and whatever. Water vapor and humidity can help promote mold growth. So that's something to consider, that you need to have your home. Maybe you need a humidifier or a dehumidifier, whichever is going to work out the best to get the humidity levels in your home down to a point where mold growth is not possible. This is an interesting one. HVAC units that are too small for the building or area, it is meant to cool or heat, can contribute to increasing the humidity and allow for condensation to occur. HVAC, that's heating, ventilation, air conditioning. So it would be your furnace and your air conditioning units. And if you get a unit that's too small for your home or too small for your business or too small for the area that it's supposed to heat or cool, according to the North Carolina Department of Health, that could help contribute to mold growth by not taking out and not humidifying the air or dehumidifying the air, whichever is the way that works, and allowing for condensation to occur on windows and around vents and stuff like that. And obviously that's going to help promote mold growth. So those are some things to consider. Now, this next one is kind of interesting. The article that I found on Martha Stewart's website of all things, I did a Google search. I just searched for mold tips for the program today, and several articles came up, and so I picked the one from Martha Stewart's website. She shares some prevention tips as well. It says here, be sure to wipe down and squeegee all wet surfaces after taking a shower or bath. Don't use a bleach cleaning product. Use tea tree oil for hard surfaces. As far as grout, she recommends using like borax and items like that to clean up the grout and stuff like that. Apparently, she also has a shower curtain that helps cut down on mildew, so might want to check that out. If you have a bathroom fan, make sure you turn it on when you're taking a shower or bath to help get the steam and everything out of the room, or open a window if you have to help cut down on the humidity in the room. She does mention that, you don't want to use bleach cleaning product. She has a recipe in there for tea tree oil, which is a couple of tablespoons of tea tree oil and water. You can go to the website again. I'll have it on our blog for today. You could check this out. The next one is pretty obvious, and that's something that we've talked about over the past month here. Take care of leaky pipes, faucets, roof leaks, foundation cracks to prevent water and mold damage. All this month we've been talking about things to do to help prevent water damage from occurring in your home. So you definitely want to heed that advice to take care of it. The next one here, she says, this is an interesting one. Have your HVAC checked if your vents smell musty or if there is condensation around them. She recommends calling a professional to have your vents cleaned. She does have a caveat that they don't use a mildewcide. Apparently there must be HVAC companies or cleaning companies out there that use a mildewcide when it comes to cleaning air ducts. And she recommends not using that because it could prevent a physical danger to those that breathe it in. So there must be tests that have been done that found that the mildewcides that are used are not good for humans to be breathing in. So if you do call an HVAC company or a air duct cleaning company, check to see what they use as far as cleaning your vents, especially if it's a mold situation or a mildew situation, and then just make sure that they don't use any products that would pose a biohazard for people to be breathing in. So be sure to check that out. Again, I just want to mention that we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. If you're anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Or you can go to, if you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com for access to our mobile-friendly site. If you want to send us an email, you can do that to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for new topics to talk about. And again, I would really love to put together a crazy claims podcast. So if you're listening to this and you have a crazy claim that was either paid out or denied by the insurance carrier or insurance company, let me know. I've got several, like I said, I've got several myself that have accumulated over the years. As being an insurance agent, a friend of mine who was an insurance agent, share with me a few stories. But I'd like to hear from the listeners. I'm always fascinated. That's one part of my job that I'm fascinated by, is to see how certain claims are covered. And it's interesting to find that some things that I wouldn't think would be covered according to the policy language actually turned out it was. It's just I had been misreading the terms and conditions of the policy, or there was a different coverage that would apply. I'm always learning new things, and this is a good thing. You never stop learning, and you should never stop learning, for sure. So if you've got a crazy claims story that you would like to share with us, please send it to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line, crazy claim story. No names. We're not going to be using names. And your email is not going to be added to some list. I promise you that. It's totally, you send me the email with a story. I just say a podcast listener shared this, and we just go from there. So don't be afraid to send those in. I'd love to put together a podcast in the future about crazy claims. Now, the last article that I want to share is from ServPro. ServPro is here in the West Michigan area. I'm pretty sure that it's a national company. ServPro does water extraction, mold remediation, fire damage, all sorts of things when it comes to claim cleanup. And it says here on their website, they do water damage, fire damage, mold remediation, storm damage, and then they also have commercial services that are available as well. And I have a link to their article as far as what you can do for mold damage emergency tips. And it says here, if you have a mold problem in your home or business, your primary focus should be safety. Significant mold growth can occur in 48 to 72 hours. Mold may present a greater risk to children, the elderly, and anyone with respiratory problems. Strong, musty odor may indicate a hidden mold behind drywall or under carpet. It says here, what to do. Stay out of affected areas. Turn off the HVAC system and fans. Contact ServPro. What not to do. It says here, don't touch or disturb the mold. Don't blow air across any surfaces with visible or suspected mold growth. Do not attempt to dry the area yourself. And, of course, it says here, do not spray bleach or other disinfectants on the mold. You definitely want to have a professional take care of that. When it comes to mold issues, you don't want to try to take care of that for yourself, because it could pose a danger to not only you, but also other people living in the household. Now, one thing that does come up on occasion, many insurance carriers do include coverage for mold remediation, often a limit of $10,000 to $50,000. There are some carriers that offer up to $100,000 for mold remediation, but you have to read the fine print and see exactly what it covers. And I want to say, with a couple of our carriers, They do offer that, but you have to read in the fine print. And what it says in the fine print is they cover 10 to 50,000, depending on the carrier, for mold remediation. The coverage is available only to covered water losses, all right, and then only after the water damage has been taken care of. So it's not going to cover, say you've got a backup of sewer drains issue, and it basically what we're looking at is if you have, say you have a backup of sewers or drains issue, you have coverage on your homeowner's policy for backup sewers or drains, all right. The restoration company comes in, yanks the carpet, does whatever they need to do. You get the sewer or water situation taken care of, okay? Now, what it does is if mold shows up after everything has been cleaned up and taken care of, all the water's been extracted and the drywall has been replaced and everything like that, if mold shows up in the area where water damage had originally occurred that was covered by the policy, the company will pay whatever their max limit is for mold remediation and mold monitoring. So it's not going to cover mold right off the bat. It's only going to cover mold that happens after a covered water loss has occurred and has been taken care of. So that's like a in case... because mold may take a little bit for it to show up. So as far as, getting everything right for mold growth to occur. You definitely want to take a look at your policy, especially if you see that your insurance company does cover mold. You'll want to see exactly what the limitations are. And I'm guessing that what you're going to find is exactly what I explained, that the coverage is available only to covered water losses and only after the damage had originally been taken care of. So that's if mold shows up after the fact, for sure. So, but definitely talk to your hometown insurance agent, take a look at your policy, and ask questions. You don't know the answer until the question's asked. So you can't always assume that things are covered or not covered. It's always good to check with your hometown insurance agent or your insurance carrier for a definite answer. So, well, that's going to do it for this week. Next month, I think we're going to do something a little bit different. I think we'll be talking about toys. So be checking on the month of May, where we'll be talking about toys and how to properly insure them and some coverages that may be worth paying a little bit of extra money for. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Again, if you're in anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. If you are on a desktop, you can go to m.hollinshometownagency.com. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, send us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. And I think that is going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I'm Matt, and I hope you have a good week.